Hi there, I'm Ariadne, and this session is brought to you by me and my children's book series, Spiral Fairy Tales. Do you want to instill morals in your kids, like kindness, honesty, courage, and faith? Then Spiral Fairy Tales is a fun, colorful, and engaging way to do so for kids up to 10 years old. Told in whimsical rhymes and illustrated by yours truly, these books are bound to delight your kids and you for years to come. Please visit spiralfairytales.com today and use the code FULLSET for 15% off a full set of 4 books. Thank you, and please enjoy this session. Welcome. My name is Ariadne. Thank you for joining me for this guided lucid dreaming hypnosis. A journey to the astral plane that is only accessible in the receptive state that dreaming or hypnosis allows. The goal is to remain conscious as we rise to the higher planes of consciousness. Then, one can take advantage of the limitless possibilities that wait there. However, even if you fall asleep, the dream journey will still be of benefit to you. Throughout, there will be cues to help you recognize that you are in a dream. These can still be heard if you are asleep and may even trigger you to become lucid. All that is required is for you to relax. And allow my voice to guide you through this enjoyable experience. So now, if you're ready, let's begin. Begin by breathing deeply. Allow yourself to arrive. Allow your breath to deepen and grow even and steady as you begin to sink into the surface beneath you. Allow these feelings of relaxation and calm to grow. As your body eases and grows warm and ready for a blissful night's sleep, a relaxing, rejuvenating sleep that your body has earned. You have earned this sleep now, and your body enjoys the way it feels to let go, to release everything from the day, everything that happened. Drift away as you grow more relaxed with each breath. Allow your breath to be full and nurturing. Feel it as the air flows into your lungs. Enjoy the expansion of a full breath. And enjoy the relaxation as you allow that breath to dissipate. Feel it flowing out of your mouth, out of your lungs. Pay attention to the areas where you can feel this breath. How does the area around your nostrils feel? Feel it as the air flows. It can be so enjoyable just to pay attention to one area on your body. To allow the sensations to grow, to build. To present themselves how they will. To you, your experience is unique. Only you can feel this the way you do. Allow your experience to be. As you grow more and more relaxed, ease your body away with each breath. Let it go. Let it rest as you release every last tension. Exhale it away. If you don't hold on to it, it has to go away. Breathe it out. Let it go. As you inhale, you grow aware of the area in the center of your mind. With each in-breath, you send the air to this space. You feel it growing in power. This space, this sacred space, where all our dreams take flight. This is the seat of all the possibilities that lie in your existence. Everything begins here. Breathe in here and bring all of your awareness to the center of your mind. You may feel swirling energy around you, or tingling in this space, or you may feel nothing at all, nothing at all. It does not matter. The only thing that matters is your awareness. Your body is resting deeply now. Your mind has eased enough so that it is no longer limited to the physical plane. You are ready, if you wish, to continue on now, to enter the dream realm. Bring your awareness to your feet. You are standing on rough stone, ancient cobblestones that make up a road. The road seems to lead to an ancient building far ahead of you in the distance. To your side, you notice a creak, a gentle, babbling creak, winding its way along the side of the road, a companion on this path, perhaps. The creek and the road intertwine over hills and valleys, making their way to that building, that ancient building that you now so desperately yearn to visit. There's something about it that seems to call to you. You know not why, nor really care. You only want to go there. And so you begin walking along the cobblestone road, alongside the creek that sings merrily to you. You walk with great care as each foot touches the cobblestones and carries you closer to the building in the distance. It seemed so far away before, but you seem to be covering so much more ground. Each step is like 100. And before you know it, you are standing before this building. This building is more like a castle of ancient proportions. It looks old, but so much older than any other castle you've ever seen. As though, maybe, this was the first. You stand before a large set of doors. Massive doors that are so large you can't even reach the handle. But that doesn't seem to matter here, as soon as you think of the doors opening, they do. As though responding to your thoughts. They open. They reveal a large, cavernous foyer. Like a great cathedral. It seems to go on. The walls are so high that you can barely make them out. You can't even see the roof in this place. You walk forward, deeper into the castle. What does it look like to you? What do you see here? This is your castle. It is up to you to bring it to life. What does it look like here? How is it decorated? What does the furniture look like? What does it smell like? Paint it with your mind, and explore. all of a sudden, a light coming down from the ceiling lands in the center of the cavern, illuminating something. You move closer and see that it is a book on a pedestal being illuminated in a light that seems to sparkle like magic. You walk over to the book and lay your hands on the cover. What does this book look like to you? What is it made of? How is it bound? Your name is written on the cover. How is it written? You run your hands over this book, analyzing every corner and feeling the power that lies within as you do. This book was made for you. This book was made by you. It is your truth. It is everything you have ever been, everything you have ever wanted to be. And most importantly, everything you are. Within its pages is written your life. Not just in this form, but in every form you've ever had. Your limitless form. You open the book, and the pages begin to glow. You see writing in a language you've never seen. But even though you can't make out the text, you somehow can still understand. You can feel it more than anything. And that is all that matters. As you view this book, of you, allow however you feel to be. There is no right or wrong way to feel right now. Simply feel it. Allow it to be. Allow your experience to be true. Breathe into this feeling. Now, I wonder. if you can summon the feeling of gratitude as you look down at this book. Gratitude for all the wisdom you have collected along your way. Everything you've ever done is here. And there is no judgment on any of it. All of it is equally illuminated in light. All of it was necessary to help you become who you are right now. Every moment you ever experienced is here. And you are grateful for every one of them. You are who you are because of them. You are strong. Because of them. You are loving and compassionate because of them. There is nothing you could ever do to stop the light from shining on these pages. Your story is beautiful. You are beautiful. And this light that shines down is a reminder of that. Perfection does not exist. Your pages are covered with crossed out parts, corrections, lamentations, but they make the book beautiful. They make it real. Each mark in your book has been earned. Has been added with care and love. You are always seeking to be better. Even when you don't feel that way, this book is a testament to that. You are a testament to that. And this book can always serve as a reminder of how far you've come. And how much more story you have yet to write. These pages do not end. Your story will never be over. It will only be added to. You close the book with this realization, and you lay your hands on the cover once more. As you do, you feel all of the strength that lies within. And you know that you can summon this strength whenever you choose. This power is yours. Anything you wish to experience, you can. Simply fly up into that light. Don't think about it. Just allow yourself to float. You'll swim in loving thoughts about yourself and others. And when you wake tomorrow, you will be filled with these loving thoughts. And your day will be joyful and abundant. Truly.